Hallelujah. We look for that day, Lord. We look for that day in faith, O Lord. We look to that day when you will come in power and you will reign over all the earth in the fullness of your kingdom. And until that time, O Lord, we will worship you. We will worship you all the days of our lives.
Rejoice and be close to you all the days of my life.
Your word says to be still and know that you are God. And Lord, that your presence, your voice is heard even in the breath of the wind, Lord. We ask, let your fire fall here today. Lord. Your word says that if we do not deny you before man, you will not deny us before your Father.
Holy name above all. beloved Lord Yeshua, to you is the desire of my soul. You are he in whom the love of the Father is disclosed to me. You are he who has loved me even unto death on earth and still loves me in your glory on high. You are he in whom alone my soul has its life. Beloved Lord Yeshua, my soul cleaves to you. On this morning, I will prepare myself to go to the table by exercising and confessing anew my faith in you, my Savior. Do come into me. My faith can only be the fruit of what you give me to know of yourself.
You were the Word at the beginning.
Therefore, my beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to sensible people. Judge for yourselves what I say. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Yeshua? The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Yeshua? Because there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Until he comes.
He didn't flood heaven without us. So Yeshua, you brought heaven down. My sin was great, your love was greater. Oh, what could separate us now? What a wonderful name it is. What a wonderful name it is. Shema Yeshua, Mashiach Maki. What a wonderful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a wonderful name it is. Shema Yeshua.
Nothing can stand against it. What a powerful name it is, Shemot Yeshua. What a powerful name it is, Shemot Yeshua. Yours is the glory. Yours is the name of God.
Yours is the kingdom, yours is the glory, yours is the name above all names.
This is something that was on my mind. That came to my mind when we were singing that God has no rival, God has no equal, and I feel like I just need to declare this scripture to myself and to the world and to everyone here. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Other translations say, and the darkness did not overpower it. And so I'm declaring, Lord, for everything in my life and everything in your kingdom that you... There is no darkness that overpowers the light, and the light always shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I thought the Lord spoke something to me, but I was wrong. He spoke something else. In Revelations chapter 22, the beginning from the verse 1, then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb of God will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more, and they will need no light of lamp or sun. For Adonai, Elohim, will be their light.
Hallelujah.
And they will reign forever and ever.
Said this is the day that the Lord has made earlier. That's from Psalm 118, and most of the time the context for that verse is not given, and I think it's good to give it. Oh, give thanks to Adonai, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his steadfast love endures forever. Let those who fear Adonai say, his steadfast love endures forever. Out of my distress I called on Adonai, and Adonai answered me and set me free. Adonai is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Adonai is on my side as my helper. I shall look in triumph on those who hate me. It is better to take refuge in Adonai than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in Adonai than to trust in princes. All nations surrounded me. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off. They surrounded me on every side. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off. They surrounded me like bees. They went out like a fire among thorns. In the name of Adonai, I cut them off.
I was pushed hard so that I was fallen, but Adonai helped me. Adonai is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of Adonai does valiantly. The right hand of Adonai exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of Adonai. Adonai has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to Adonai. This is the gate of Adonai. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is Adonai's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that Adonai has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Adonai. O Adonai, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of Adonai. We bless you from the house of Adonai. Adonai is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to Adonai, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all of the things that you're doing here. Thank you for the testimonies that you've presented here today and the ones that are yet to come. Lord, I thank you for the blood that you shed upon us, that you shed for us and have covered all of our sins, Lord. I just ask that you would use me today. Use all the speakers here today as your vessels, Lord, to bring glory to your name and the love of Yeshua to us all. Amen.